Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, next hour on the show, it's all our bets for tonight in the world of sports, including side total and props for Thursday Night Football. We'll talk about that game in a second. Plus, Jay Croucher of NBC Sports, plus pro sports bettor Rob Bezzola. Best bets for Week 8 in the National Football League. So, Femi, before we get to it moved for Sunday's games, let's talk about tonight's game, where the Chargers, a three-point home favorite over the Minnesota Vikings, total 44.5. Give us the injury report. Where do we sit right now?
Yeah, a lot of injuries to discuss with this game, and a lot of them in the trenches. Obviously, with Minnesota, we'll start off with them. J.J. McCarthy is not going to be playing the game. He's already been ruled out. But their offensive tackle, Christian Darrisaw, their left tackle, listed as questionable, popped up on the injury report yesterday with a knee injury. That's one to look out for, as well as their right tackle, Brian O'Neill, who is listed as questionable. He was DNP Monday and Tuesday, limited on Wednesday, so I'm assuming that means he's maybe trending in the right direction, their right tackle, Brian O'Neill. But those two tackles for Minnesota, they'll, of course, be on QB2 with Carson Wentz. Aaron Jones, on the positive, has been activated to the 53-man roster, so Minnesota should be good there. And no Andrew Van Ginkle, which is a big loss for them, their star edge rusher. For the Chargers, offensive line injuries as well. Joe Alt, he's listed as questionable. Trey Pipkins, listed as questionable. Now, those guys were limited all throughout the course of the week. I'm anticipating that they play, but let's make sure we get that information 90 minutes prior to kickoff before looking to dive into the bets. And from a running back's perspective, Hassan Haskins has been ruled out for the Los Angeles Chargers. So no Haskins, but Alt and Pipkins listed as questionable. Those are the two big ones for LA.
And you know that means we'll have some kind of wacky anytime touchdown bets for the Chargers. Nyheim Hines, anyone in the Chargers backfield? Well, we'll talk about it at the end of the show. So I do a bunch of media at the end of the week, Thursday and Friday, and obviously on Thursdays I get asked about the Thursday night game. And usually I have an opinion, right, on the game. Like, even if I'm not going to bet it, I have an opinion on side or total. I don't know what you're supposed to say about this game until you find out for sure, like, that the Chargers offensive linemen are playing. And I actually think, Femi, that's the difference between the Chargers winning and covering or the Vikings winning and covering. If Alt and Pipkins don't play, like, I think Brian Flores and company are going to feast on this terrible Chargers offensive line and get to Justin Herbert. But if Alt plays, I really think this is going to turn out like last week did for the Vikings, where Jalen Hurts slammed them down the field. Why wouldn't that happen here with Justin Herbert? So it literally comes down to whether these offensive linemen are active or not will determine the bet that I want to place on this game. Same feeling for you, or do you feel differently about that?
100%. Same feeling. I need to know Alt and Pipkins. I want to bet the Chargers. I don't think I'll ever get there with Minnesota, but I want to bet the Chargers in this game at the numbers that are probably going to be realistically available, but I can't do it until we know with the offensive tackles. Like, if we don't know, and if those guys are not good, then I'm not going to bet it. But if they're good at three, I think it's all systems go. I'll even pay -120 for it as well.
You had the day off yesterday. Odyssey Sports NFL insider Brian Baldinger joined us, Femi, and I asked him, are the Vikings benching J.J. McCarthy? And he gave, like, a really nice Brian Baltinger answer. And basically the answer was yes. Like, this is now 6 weeks. This is now 6 weeks. I don't even understand what the argument is to the contrary.
They said it was a 6 week diagnosis. That's what Schefter said. It was 2 to 6 when they initially put him on. I guess they never put him on IR, but like.
He has an ankle sprain.
Yeah.
Like, in what dimension is an ankle sprain a 6 week injury for a quarterback?
I mean, I guess if it's a bad one, but he hasn't been full in practice. So you think that they're like withholding him in practice?
Philip Rivers played on a torn ACL.
In the AFC title game. Not in week seven.
Honestly, that's a fair point. Honestly, I think we've reached the point now. Okay. If the Vikings win tonight, let's say Minnesota wins. We'll get to it moved in a second. Say Minnesota wins, Carson Wentz, whatever. It plays great, plays average, whatever. They win the game. We're now past 6 weeks. Who is the Vikings starting quarterback in week 9?
I think it's J.J. McCarthy.
I think it's Carson Wentz.
Now, of course, I don't think he's going to play that great, but even if he plays well, there's so much out there of the bad with Wentz. I don't think one game is going to be like, oh, here it is. Like we all saw last week. We all saw what happened over against the Steelers in Dublin. Like, it's Carson Wentz that we're talking about. Like, I don't think they're benching him for what we saw last Sunday. Unless McCarthy has just been like the worst practice player ever, how can you make a judgment? He's played two games.
It's the only thing that makes sense is that they're bad. Like, there's no way he's still hurt.
So if we believe
ankle
that
sprain,
this is a
6 weeks ankle sprain, you've been following foot like and especially like doing like what we do where you're in the weeds on injury reports. Where have you heard of this? 6 weeks for an ankle sprain.
It's usually not the case. Like it's never like this. But also, he's been limited in these practices. It's not like he's been full participant. JJ is still working back. I don't think they're actively saying, hey, dude, don't do this drill so we can list you at limited because we actually benched you. Like that's what we're led to believe if we think that this is a benching, because that's what limited is. It means you didn't do everything that you could possibly do.
I'm starting to think it is a benching.
If it's next week and here's Wentz, I will be there with you. But this is the 6th week and we were told 2 to 6 weeks. Now, maybe it is just a severe ankle sprain. We don't know that. I don't know what the x-ray said, but if it's 2 to 6 weeks, this is the 6th week. And if he shows up next week, I think it was just a regular injury. I don't think KOC is saying, sign me up for Carson Wentz. That I don't
believe. Okay, so let me phrase this a different way. I'm going to phrase what you just said differently. It's not like I want to play Carson Wentz. It's I don't want to play this other guy, and I'll take the other option.
You think they know after 2 games?
I mean, maybe. There were reports over the summer that he was super inaccurate, but he was terrible for the first 3 quarters. Look,
that's true.
Last week on the show, I said that if the Vikings want to do anything this year, they have to play J.J. McCarthy. And I'll say this right now. I think their season's over. I think it's over. They're not making the playoffs. I think that they have told us, and I can be wrong, I think I'm right. I think that they're telling us that McCarthy's not good enough and they're going to play Wentz, and Wentz obviously isn't good enough, and I don't think they're making the playoffs. And I think they're going to come in last in the division. That's where I think we're headed right now with the Vikings. We'll see what happens tonight and what happens moving forward. I think it's going to be very fascinating. Listen, and I may take the L on this one. I've taken the L before. I will take it again, certainly. But I think I'm right on this one. All right, let's get to week 8 NFL Sunday. All the side, all the total movement. Bets for Vikings and Chargers coming up at the end of the show, but right now, it moved.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I think it moved. I think it moved. I think it moved.
It moved.
A week 8 in the National Football League. Femi, we begin our week 8 NFL Sunday betting sojourn in the city of brotherly love as my New York football Giants visit the Philadelphia Eagles. Where do we stand right now, Eagles and G-Men?
Yeah, this was an interesting one. We opened up at 7, actually opened 6.5, like really, really early Sunday after the games. That immediately got bet up to 7. And we hung out at 7, and now we're at 7.5, which is kind of fascinating given the injury report we've been getting out of Philadelphia. It's been negative for the Eagles. AJ Brown, DNP both days with a hamstring injury. I'm assuming the betting market thinks that he should be able to play, but let's see what happens on Friday. But that's a big one to keep in mind. AJ Brown with the hamstring. Cam Jurgens, their center, has a knee injury. He was DNP both days. Adoree Jackson, which at corner, I guess you can make the argument, hey, like, it doesn't matter who they play with the guys that have been bad, but he was DNP with concussion. He's in the concussion protocol. It sounds like they might be able to get Jakorian Bennett back, the guy that they traded for with the Las Vegas Raiders during training camp. So that's the Philly side. On the Giants side, we have some key injuries as well. Brian Burns dealing with a hip injury. He is DNP both days. Javon Holland in their secondary, DNP both days. Paulson Adebo, DNP both days. Darius Slayton, limited. Sounds like he might be able to make it back with that hamstring injury. So that's the injury news. And with AJ Brown as the headliner, we're still seeing the Eagles get bet as now the sevens are turning into 7.5s. I bet Philly minus 7. Obviously, I would love for AJ Brown to play in the game and not be absent, but we'll find out tomorrow what the full status is for AJ Brown, with the Friday injury report being the most important one. But I like Philly at 7, but the injury report is pretty big for both of these teams.
I'm going to like Philly at 7 as well. I think your analysis was sterling. I agreed with all of it. I have nothing left to add. So with that being said, let's head to Atlanta, Femi, where the 3-3 Atlanta Falcons play Tua Tagovailoa and the 1-6 Dolphins. And just, I should probably do like 10 seconds on this because I teased it yesterday and never did it in the show. Tua's comments yesterday at his press conference when he's asked by the Miami media, why didn't you throw the ball to Jaylen Waddle? And he basically said, because I'm not tall enough to see over the offensive lineman. I'm going to say what I said last week. Tua Tagovailoa needs to stop talking to the media. Or at least get up there and Drew Rosenhaus it. Why didn't you throw to Jaylen Waddle? Next question. What happened at the players only meeting? Next question. Do you think your head coach and GM should be fired? Next question. Do you want to be part of the bloodline in WWE? Yes. What do we got, Femi, with the Falcons and the Dolphins?
This one opened 7 with Atlanta, of course, as the home favorite. We are now out to 7.5. So there's been money coming in on the Atlanta Falcons in terms of the total. That's ticked to the under 45.5 down to 44.5. And the big injury with this game is Michael Penix Jr. He was limited both days dealing with a foot injury. Sounds like he should still be good to go. The expectation is that he will play. If he doesn't play, hell, I mean, there's an argument to be made that maybe his backup might even be better than him and Kirk Cousins. So that's the status for Atlanta. For Miami, bummer for them. Darren Waller making his return, scored some touchdowns. He is now considered week to week with a pec injury. So they will lose a pass catcher on that Dolphins offense. But it's been all Atlanta money, 7 to 7.5. And the total has been to the under 45.5 to 44.5. I think I'm just kind of like whatever with this game. It's 7.5. Maybe I'd tease it, but I don't want to lay 7 in the hook with the Falcons. I'd rather just tease it and try to pair it with something else, which I haven't even thought of as of right now. But just talking it out loud, maybe pair it with the Philadelphia Eagles. How about that? A Dirty Birds teaser. Falcons down with the Eagles down to 1.5, and we can go party Sunday.
The Michael Vick Memorial teaser, Eagles and Falcons.
100%.
I just, like, it feels like an extreme outcome type of game to me, where if the Falcons play their A game like they did against Buffalo, I think they're going to win by 100. If they play like they did against San Francisco or Carolina, like, can the Dolphins win? I think the Falcons are so inconsistent and so hard to trust. Newsworthy week in Florham Park, Femi, for the Jets. What do we got with Cincinnati hosting 0-7 New York?
Yeah, I guess what side of the bed is Woody Johnson waking up on? Does he want to go ahead and can his quarterback again to the media? I guess we'll find out later on tomorrow. But this has been all Cincinnati money. It opened up at 4.5. Bettors quickly gravitated to the Bengals after what we saw last Sunday with the Jets losing to the Panthers. Now we're all the way out to 6.5, and that has been steady throughout the week. In terms of the total, just kind of bouncing back and forth between 45 and 44.5. Not a whole lot to report there, but the injury news is the key here for both teams. For the Jets, Garrett Wilson did not practice again today with that knee injury, missed last week's game. If he's not out there, he's like their only good pass catcher. That's going to be a big problem for the Jets, whoever they start at quarterback. Sauce Gardner's, he was DNP yesterday. I haven't seen any update on Sauce today. I'm assuming he's still in the protocol, but Michael Carter II, he was able to practice in full yesterday, dealing with the concussion coming out of the protocol. Trey Hendrickson for Cincinnati, limited on Wednesday. Still waiting word as to what his availability and his status was today on this Thursday. But big news for the Jets, though. Garrett Wilson, DNP. And we'll find out who they decide to start between Justin Fields and Tyrod Taylor. I think, to me, it's Jets or pass, as gross as that sounds. I might get there with the Jets, but I only want to do the Jets if Tyrod Taylor plays. I don't want to bet on Justin Fields. Not anymore.
Sauce Gardner, DNP again today with his concussion. I wouldn't bet the Jets with your money.
Seems unlikely.
Yeah. Patriots and the Browns, the Belichick Bowl, Femi, in Foxborough.
Yeah, no real injury news to report with this one. David Njoku, limited both days. Sounds like he's going to work his way back to the starting lineup for the Cleveland Browns. But in terms of the betting market, some interest on Cleveland. The 7s minus 110 are now 7 minus 115. If you want to go ahead and bet the Cleveland Browns, I even see some 7 even money out there for New England. So we're still hanging on to that key number, but you could see the betting activity going towards the Cleveland Browns. For the total, it's actually ticked up 40.5 now to 41. I kind of like Cleveland at 7. I have not worked up the courage yet to press the button, but I do think by the end of the week, I will be on the Browns plus 7, because I think this is a big step up in competition in terms of opposing defense that the Patriots will face as opposed to what they faced in the previous 7 weeks.
I was thinking about you this morning. Just wanted to let that hang for a second. Yeah. you said on the show a couple days ago that this was going to be by far the best defense that the Patriots had played this season.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who agrees with you?
Who's that?
Mike Vrabel, who said the exact same thing at yesterday's media availability. At 7.5, I might be able to get there with Cleveland. Honestly, 7.5 just feels like let's tease the Patriots into oblivion. My Patriots Eagles.
Yeah. Pats Falcons, a little 28-3 teaser.
I don't want to tease. If I'm betting Atlanta, I want to lay Atlanta like 16.5.
That's fair.
I feel like they might lose. I feel like they're either going to win by 17 or lose outright. Quick break. And on the other side, the rest of Week 8 NFL Sunday, it moved. And we will start. Oh, we've got some movement in this game. Was I the one that moved the market? Probably not, but I did bet a side in that game. We'll talk about the Panthers and Bills to kick it off next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.